It's 5:30, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Angelica Botero with Howie Gudetta and Samantha Freeman. It's a sunny day here in Toronto at 2 degrees outside our East York studios. And here are the headlines. A shooting at Yorkdale Mall leaves one dead and one injured. The Jays botched the hype at the home opener, and Justin Bieber might lose his monkey. Now to our top story. A shooting at Yorkdale Mall that left one man dead and one injured is likely gang-related. 23-year-old Michael Nguyen and an unidentified 24-year-old man were gunned down in the parking lot just after 8 on Saturday night, and police believe they were a part of the Asian Assassin street gang. The victims were targeted, and Nguyen has been known to police since he was arrested at the age of 16 in connection to a home invasion. Police continue to search for up to 6 people in connection with the shooting. And a 26-year-old Toronto man is being charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder. Tian Jia allegedly killed his parents in their Scarborough home on Easter Sunday. Ji Jia and Shai Zhao, both in their 50s, were found dead in their home after a female relative used a payphone to call 911. Police continue to search for evidence in the home, and Jia will remain in custody until trial begins. What the city is planning to do with the Gardner Expressway will be known after they conduct a year-long environmental assessment. The portion of the Gardner with the most damage is from Jarvis Street to the Don River, and council has to decide whether it can be replaced or if it needs to be removed. The structure has become unstable, according to city engineers, and parts of the raised highway will only be drivable for another 6 years. The revamping of the Gardner will cost a total of $495 million over 12 years. And that's the latest news. Now here's Howie with sports.
Thank you, Angelica. The Toronto Blue Jays kicked off their 2013 season, their home game opener against Cleveland Indians. Thanks, Angelica. The Toronto Blue Jays kicked off their 2013 season with their home opener game against the Cleveland Indians at the Rogers Centre last night. The Rogers Centre was packed with almost 50,000 cheering fans. And although they left disappointed, fans are told not to worry because hopefully the Jays will make a comeback at tonight's home game against Cleveland. Today's game starts at 7:07. In hockey, the Buffalo Sabres traded their captain, Jason Pominville, to Minnesota Wild, and in return, they received goaltender Matt Hackett and forward Johan Larson from Minnesota. Due to his no-movement clause, Pominville wrote a list of 8 teams that he was not going to accept trade from earlier this week. The Toronto Raptors will play against the Washington Wizards tonight at the Air Canada Centre. Tip-off starts tonight at 7 o'clock. The Raptors are hoping to end the Wizards' 2-game winning streak. And that's all from the world of sports. Stay with us after the break when we have Sam with all the buzz from entertainment.
Ladies, are you ready for youthful-looking skin? CoverGirl's new Simply Ageless Concealer with Olay Regenerous Serum can make those fine lines and wrinkles disappear. Because you deserve it. Easy, breezy, beautiful. CoverGirl.
Welcome back and hello everyone. Justin Bieber just can't seem to catch a break these days. After his pet monkey Mally was confiscated at a Munich airport in Germany last week, authorities say the Canadian pop star has 4 weeks to provide the paperwork for the monkey. If Bieber fails to provide appropriate health and species protection certificates by the end of the month, Mally will be placed in an animal shelter in Germany. And Canadian actor Jim Carrey has been under fire after posting a comedic video bashing gun policy in the United States. Carrey's song, titled Cold Dead Hand, is a parody of Charlton Heston, who has been a spokesperson for the NRA and was quoted in 2000 as saying, "You can have my gun when you pry it from my cold dead hands." The video features prominent members of history such as Abraham Lincoln and John Lennon, who were killed by guns, and references recent gun violence. Making its first appearance on the website Funny or Die, the song and video have since faced criticism from many, most notably Fox News' Laura Ingraham, who took a stab at Carrey's career over Twitter. And that's all from me. Now let's send it back to Angelica for the wrap.
Thanks, Samantha. That's it for the news. You can find more news at torontoobserver.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening and have a wonderful night.